Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to PodSosh, your podcast discovery show. I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renick.
And we are going to just jump right into it. We've got someone I'm very excited to talk to. We got James Brown, who is the host of The Unimaginable with James Brown. This is an iHeart Media production podcast.
Yes.
It is phenomenal. I love it, and I want to get into it. James, welcome to PodSosh.
Thank you so much for having me.
So give me a little rough draft of basically what your podcast is about for someone who has never listened to it.
Yeah, so it's called The Unimaginable, and essentially it's about people that have had unimaginable lives or unimaginable things happen to them, and how it kind of changes them from, or changes their perspective. So it's kind of like, it's a wide variety of different kind of unimaginable experiences, ranging from like tragedy to like success, or to, you know, wild and weird things happening to people. But, you know, I think quite often those perspectives are like, end up being on the outside of society. And so just kind of trying to bring them to the center of conversation and hear from those people and dig into their story a little bit and learn kind of how they see the world.
And why did you decide to do this podcast? What was the trigger, the event? What was it that made you want to do a podcast all about this?
Yeah, so about 3.5 years ago, I lost my daughter, and just before that, I'd lost my sister, and I spent a significant amount of time in hospital myself, and I nearly died, and I kind of noticed this pretty major transformation inside of myself, which it did take a few years for it to happen, but it was really kind of noticing, like, I had this resilience inside of me that I didn't ever know was there before. And that kind of gave me a lot of hope. And so I started to kind of dig into that, really. And I had to keep going on with life. So I found all these new ways to kind of do that. And so as I started reaching out to other people who'd been through similar things, and you know, the way life goes, how you just end up kind of attracting other people that have, you know, just had something wild like that happen to them or whatever. That's kind of what happened to me. And I started talking to other people about my own experience, of like what I'm just saying to you guys at the moment. And I noticed a common thread of people having this opportunity to kind of look at life in a different way and have a perspective that is probably one that they hadn't had before. And I think, you know, after, you know, being 38 years old and having lived one way for so long, and then for everything to change just so quickly, and that, you know, it's like, it's really quite a shock to the system. And I think a lot of people relate to that, because everyone I talk to, like, you know, at least my guests on the show, they're like, yes, that's exactly kind of how I felt. And like, in it, and it is nice to know that there's other people out there that have also been through a lot and are willing to share. And also for me, it's been just like such a learning curve as well, just talking to guests, because I always thought like no one will ever understand me. I've been through so much, like, you know, I kind of had that attitude. And then once I started talking to other people, I started realizing that I wasn't alone, and that these people had learned things that I didn't know. And so I've just been a student, really, of other people's unimaginable experiences and how it's changed them.
You know, James, you grew up in an organization, a religious organization that you deem a cult. You lost your daughter, your sister. When you do The Unimaginable and you're speaking to other people who have traversed some very challenging territories, do you find The Unimaginable therapeutic for you? Is it a community therapy or, you know?
Yes, I absolutely. I mean, the first guest that I had on, Teresa Cropper, you know, I think of her as like my oracle. You know, she's just like got so many great stories, and she's become a real friend. And same with Katrina Balfe and all the other people. And it's like it's really, and the amount of people that have written in, asking me questions about what I think about this or that, or telling me what's going on in their lives, has been overwhelming. And so I have found a community in this, and so that's been really cool. I wasn't expecting it to be that way. I thought I was just going to start this little podcast and, you know, talk to people about these things that have happened to them, but it's turned into a bit more of a community, like you said.
Yeah.
So you brought up your first guest, and that is the episode I listened to. It's called 11 Deaths in 12 Months.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to keep it together because you had me cutting onions in the car on the way to work listening to this episode, because this woman, Teresa, what she has gone through, she in a single year, she buried her father, her mother, her grandmother, her 22-year-old son, her best friend,
my God.
Like everyone, and how she has the will to get up and continue life, like, baffles me. And I think that losing one of those people can be hard enough, but losing so many in such a short time span, listening to her story and the way that she has navigated through life and how she looks at death as a physical being, or she gives it a personality. It's a woman to her who, you know, she has had to create this illusion to just be able to cope. And that episode, it's called 11 Deaths in 12 Months. And that episode, I felt like it was very powerful. And I would really recommend people listen to that episode, because you will realize how, number one, fortunate you are.
Yeah.
I walked away from that episode being like, I need to go just hug my kids. I need to hug my wife. I need to hug my parents. And I think, I don't know if that's what you intended for that episode. I guess, what are you wanting people to walk away with after listening to an episode?
I guess probably, I think, well, there's so many things, but I think if I had to just kind of boil it all down to one thing, it would be that you're not alone, you know? And I think that when people are going through hard times, and it's, you know, I feel like it's probably, necessary to bring up what just happened in Texas as we're talking about this, like, because, you know, as I was just going through Twitter and reading the news and like looking at these kids' pictures, like I was obviously reminded of my own daughter and reminded of people that I've interviewed and people like Teresa and so on, and the tragedy of that is very, very difficult to describe. You know, those parents and the family members and so on are going through absolute hell. And so I think that, you know, when you have an opportunity to listen to somebody like Teresa who has been through that, or somebody like myself who has been, you know, through that kind of loss, the conversations that we have it's when you got two people that have been through similar things like that, the conversation is just ultimately going to be different. It's going to start off differently and it's going to end differently from somebody that hasn't been through that. And so I think, but now that there is so many people that have just had these traumatic experiences, like very recently, it's just like, I think that's the thing. It's like, we're not, you know, you're not alone. Like these things have happened. There's lots of people out there that have been through so much. And I don't know if everybody else, like, I think people I think people get very isolated very quickly whenever they go through these things. And then they don't know who to reach out to. They don't know how to talk about it. Or they maybe just don't have the right words or don't even know how they feel. And so I think part of what I'm doing here is kind of giving people the opportunity just to hear other people talk about these things. Hopefully it's really helpful. And that is my goal with it, is just to be helpful, just to show people that there is hope and there are other people that are dealing with similar kinds of things. And you know, maybe it makes them feel a little lighter, hopefully, or maybe it's just a little bit of healing. Any of those kinds of things I would be feeling like I had done something worthwhile, you know.
James, how do you come across some of these people with these stories? Are these people that are reaching out to you at this point? Is this just you run into someone, you hear their story, and you're like, I want to dive into this a little bit more? I'm just curious where you're finding these people.
A lot of them have been from people writing in. Katrina Balfe is a friend of mine, so, you know, we just had a natural kind of conversation about doing an episode together and what it would be about.
Who may not recognize the name right away, Katrina, she's the lead in Outlander. Okay. Outlander, which I love that show, and it was interesting because I saw her name and I was like, well, I want to listen to this episode, but obviously the title of the other one, I was like, of course I have to listen to this, but I do want to listen to that one next.
Yeah, but it's funny because I guess funny is not the right word, but it's like sometimes I'll get like, you know, 7 or 8 emails and it'll be somebody, you know, telling me basically their life story. And sometimes, like, it's a lot of times pretty tragic, or it's like, and you're just like kind of like reading through these emails when you wake up in the morning, and or on Twitter or something, and somebody will send me like a bunch of, you know, info about something. So it's kind of become part of my life now, as I kind of just like sorting through these stories and like reaching out to people, and also like, you know, figuring out when the thing happened is a big part of what I look at, because I think when something's so fresh, it's not a good time to talk to someone, because, you know, it's just, I just don't want to like do any damage, you know? So it's like kind of like trying to feel it out. And then also too, like, I think a lot of people have been through what they deem as an unimaginable thing, you know? And so, unlike what you just said there, how, you know, all of our pain or trauma is individualistic, like you can't compare it to somebody else's loss or whatever. It is, you deal with it the way you're dealing with it, and you don't know anything else. And so I think there's a lot of people that, you know, want to share their story and want to talk about the thing that they think is really unimaginable. And I do think that those things are unimaginable too. You know, if it's unimaginable to somebody else, I'm not going to be the person that says that it isn't a big thing for them or it wasn't unimaginable for them. But I just obviously have to kind of like figure out which stories I can get into and tell, and like, you know, where the person's at, and so, you know, scheduling, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so that's my shtick on that one.
James, let's switch gears just a bit. This is a podcast discovery show. What podcast are you listening to these days?
I've kind of been checking out John Bernthal's podcast. It's called Real Ones. Mm-hmm. So he kind of just basically hangs out with guys from, you know, like Baltimore, and did like some ex-cops, and like I think it was a pro wrestler on there, and they're like kind of guys, you know, they just have these very real conversations about, you know, things that are going on in the world, really, you know. And I kind of like John's approach to it, because, you know, he's like, John's like a, you know, he's kind of like a tough guy vibe, but like he's actually like a sensitive kind of, you know, he's really likes kind of digging in and figuring out to get into the core of things. And that's kind of like I'm into that, you know. I don't really like the whole fluffy things, you know. Like, you know, I like talking about the real stuff. So, anyway, that's one I've checked out. And then there's like a fun one, Superlatives, with another actor actually, and she kind of relives her high school experiences with, you know, whether it's dating boys or whatever it was. Like, it's kind of it's just fun, and I like the way it's put together. But recently I've been like stuck on the unimaginable, been flat out to interview people, making music and all that. So, but yeah, those off the top of my head, those are two that I'm digging.
Well, I think the unimaginable is definitely something that people should start binging if they've never checked it out. I think it's a phenomenal podcast. I think just the way I left my car this morning after listening to the episode, I think a lot of people could stop and reevaluate their lives, or go home and give their loved ones a longer hug than maybe they would have. I think that you really value maybe what you have by listening to a podcast like this. Yeah. So, you know, for anyone who wants to check out The Unimaginable with James Brown, we're going to put up a link on podsauce.com. By the way, this is a iHeartMedia podcast production. It is phenomenal, James. You've done a great job with it. And I think people will really, really, truly enjoy this podcast. So
beautiful podcast, beautiful podcast. Thank you so much, James, for joining us on PodTalk.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.